I saw a very interesting shiloh brought down in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah. Someone wanted to buy a ring which he was going to use to be Mekadesh and Isha with. And after he was ready, he went ahead and was Mekadesh and Isha with it. He discovered that there was a defect, that there was a mum in the ring. Let's say, for argument's sake, it was a type of a defect, which we spoke about last week. There was a mum shemachzirim by Samekach. It was enough of a defect which would give him a right to return the Mekach. He went back to the store to see if they could fix it, if they could do anything. And they told him, there's nothing we could do for it. If you want, you give it back your money, you can return to us the ring. And for obvious reasons, you know, his wife had been very upset. It's the ring that he used for Kedushin. He didn't want to return it. And he decided that he was going to keep this ring, even though there was a damage. So we have to down if the Kedushin B'chiyah Gavna is a good Kedushin, which we'll get to soon, and as to whether or not he's entitled to get a refund for the fact that Lamaisa was a defective item and it was worth less money. So the Mechaben Tziv Dalet discusses as to whether or not he's entitled to a refund. It says, Ein mechashvim chasamum. When someone buys an item and notices a defect in the item, we don't take into account how much the chayfetz became devalued as a result of the defect. And he discovered that it is only mafrasit and iser. He sold him something worth 10 dinarim. And the devaluation as a result of the defect is only one iser. He comes back to the store, he wants to return it. The seller can't tell him, listen, the whole defect was only gerim, you one iser, which is an insignificant amount of money, klapei 10 dinarim, here's back the money, and keep the mekach. Lekeach has a right to say that I want an item that is free of any defect. It doesn't make a difference to me if I didn't overpay for an item. I want an item that's free of defect, and he's allowed to be mevatel the mekach. V'chein im rotza lekeach litem chasamum. This is the case that is very negeya. The lekeach comes, and for some reason now he doesn't want to be mevatel the mekach, and he goes back to the store owner. And Avada, if he would have showed the store owner that there was a defect in the item before the sale was made, he probably would have discounted it for him. But after the sale was already made, he's not allowed to ask him back for money. The moich has a right to tell him, either take it the exact way it is. If you want to be mevatel the mekach, here's back your money. But I'm not entitled to ask you for a refund. And the reason for this, the reason why he's not allowed to ask for a refund, is really telling you in the Sharish and what the Yisoid of Mekach Toyas is. We learned that Mekach Toyas, if someone willingly sells someone a defective item, he's Eved Issev Gnevis Das. And according to the way the Nesivis learns from the Rambam, he's Eved Issev Leseinu as well. Very good. A person's Avad and Allah to sell a defective item. But I went and I already went ahead and I did sell you the defective item. What's the reason why I'm allowed to go back to you and tell you I want to be Mevatel the Mekach? So Kveger and Achuva and Simon and Beis. Says like this. It says, "Kol mekach toyes da alma." One second. "Kol mekach mistavli mahani." "Kol mekach toyes da alma." Chad and every mekach toyes is hani da af peloy hasna. Even though at the time when he made the sale, he didn't make a stipulation. There was no condition of the sale that it's going to be free of any defect. And nan sahadi the kapid. We know even without a person didn't speak it out. We know for sure that it really is makbid. Vahavikihisna, it's as if he spoke out at the time of the sale that the condition of the sale is that it's free of any defect. Umahani midin tanai. The reason why I have a right to be mevatel the mekach, it's as if I made a tanai b'shas, the sale, that it's going to be free of any defect. He says, Avalulei de lamadim b'nei godim b'nei ruvein, the mahani tanai. If they wouldn't be, that's the makor of ulhochas tanoyim, is from b'nei godim b'nei ruvein, that they made a tanai. Vayishaychadina de mekach tayis. The makor and the lomdas of mekach tayis is, it's a condition of the sale that it has to be free of any defect. The Beis Halevi argues on this, Rukivega, and he says that Pshanim Mekach Toyas is not that it's a condition, it's a tnai in the sale. If there's a defect in the Etzim Chayfetz, which I sold to you, it's like I didn't intend to buy this Chayfetz. If I told you I wanted to buy an item means an item without a defect, and you sold me an item that was defective, it's Bechal not a sale, there's not Bechal the Chayfetz that I bought. So if you don't like the Beis Halevi, it's Pasha, they can't ask for a refund. The whole kind of Mekach Toyas is, this is not the chayfetz that I bought. You can't tell the Moicha, listen, this is the chayfetz that I bought, but I want a refund because Lamaisa was worth less. Avivayt Yitaynig, it's a Mekach Toyas, he's saying this is not the chayfetz you bought. If it's not the chayfetz you bought, you're not entitled to any refund. And even according to Kvega, that it's a ghost sumi parsha, medine tnoyim, the tnai over here that we have to say is that the condition was that if you're not happy with the item, you could return it if it's defective. But there's no condition, there's no tnai that I'm going to give you a refund if it's defective. Now, it's not the Kedushin. You have to down this. In this case, he decided that he didn't want to be Mevatel the Mekach. And the reason why he didn't want to be Mevatel the Mekach was because he already was Mekadesh and Isha. But let's say he didn't think like that. he went to the store and told them, listen, he gave me a defective ring. I want to return the ring to you. The halacha would be that the kedushin is batal, and he would have to rebe mekadesh his wife. And the reason for this is because there's a yisoid in mekach tayis that when someone's mevatal a mekach, we don't say it's batal mikan lahaba. It's for the future, it's batal. But really, the whole time when I had it up until now was my chayfetz. And when I'm being mevatal is from now on, I'm returning to you the chayfetz. But when I had it up until now, it was mine. Rather, the halacha is it's batal mefreya. This is mevur in the mechaber in tzivt hezvav. The mechaber says if someone sells a karka to someone, va'ochel perusel. And the person went and grew things in the karka, and he ate the peris. And after a number of years, let's say, he discovered that there was a defect in the sada. As we learned last week, there's no time frame for how long someone has till he's mevatel or mekach. It could be after a number of years as well. But lamaisa, it comes out that he ate the peris which didn't belong to him. As a smaz mazber, because mekach tayis lamafrei l'chayzer. The mekach tayis. Huh? And a chanami. And a chanami. So she, okay, again, but he, if it wasn't his, then he gave it to his wife, someone else's ring. It's not going to help him. So technically, there's a separate issue between him and his wife as to whether or not the kedushin should be a good kedushin as well, because he gave her a defective ring. And it's brought down that the Ramos says, the Makar of why he covered the lady's face by the kedushin is because she should think she's mekadesh bekoldahu, and the Edom are supposed to say they're mekadesh only with a pruta. So let's say that wasn't a problem. Between him and his wife is not a problem, because the Edom usually speak out, and they ask, is this worth a pruta? Is this worth a pruta? And the reason why they do it is to show that, really, you're not being mekadesh necessarily with the chayfetz, you mask him, behold who, you mask him, as long as it's worth a pruta. But he gave his wife a defective item. The question is if he gave him something that belonged to him, or really belongs back to the moicher. If he's mevatel the kedushin, and it's batel the mefreya, so it comes out of his mekadesh with something which didn't belong to him. Can't be mekadesh anisha with something that doesn't belong to you. You're right, now it's the wife's, but he gave something to her which didn't belong to him. Selling it to the next person, that's because I decide I want to keep it. If I decide I want to keep it, so then if I'm selling it to you, that's a raya mechila. But that's after I decided I wanted to keep it. He also has a taina. Lamaisa, he was the fact, he can't. Huh? I gave her the fact of item. I wanted to give her. It's a difference. It was mine. I gave her. If I want to give someone a matana, and I gave him a matana, it's worth much less than it is. I can't hand him a kertayis. I gave him a matana, it's worth a pruta. I wanted to give him $100 matana, it's worth a pruta. She's not. He's a teveya. He's a teveya as well. He gave her something which wasn't worth what he wanted to give her. I wanted to give someone $100, and I gave them $1. Why can't I be the teveya? It's a mekertayis. At one point it was mine, and about it still hurts. It was mine. He bought it, and when it's mekadesh, so it was never mine. That's the shaila. The shaila is if the kedushin divay lemafreya, it's going to be bottle. It comes out that I was mekadesh on isha with something which never belonged to me. So that's the mechaber continues in my chotzav ador boi tzorch la'alas eschar. If someone buys a house and after living there for 5 years, he sees there's a structural defect in the house that was there from before, he's mechuyif to pay schiris. He's mechuyif to pay the person for the time that he was there. And that's also this concept. And whenever dealing with mekach tayis, it goes back lemafreya, not from the time when he noticed the defect. Lemafreya comes out that it was never his. So that's, I think, a davar pashut, that if someone was mekadesh and isha and then decides to use his rights of mekach tayis, the halacha would be the kedushin is not batal. The kedushin is batal. However, here we're going to dan. He decided that he didn't want to be mevatel the mekach. He decided that for a zaitig reason, he didn't want to say that it's a mekach tayis and had the value to him because after all he was mekadesh the isha with this. So the shaila is, b'chiyah gavna, is the kedushin good or not? So be'etzim, this should be told also in the Tutzdadim, or the Kveger, or like the Beis Halevi. If you learn that pshana mekach tayis is a din of t'nai, it's a condition of the sale that it depends. If I decide I want to go back on it, I could go back. So if I decide that I don't want to go back, I decide I don't care about that the chayfetz has in it a mum. So me'ikara, I decided that I don't care. So v'adadir, the kedushin will be kayim. But if you learn like the Beis Halevi, and a lot of achronim learn like this. The pshat in mekach tayis is that it's not the chayfetz that I bought. I wanted to buy a chayfetz which was free of a defect, and this item is a defective item. So, in a chanami now, I decide I want to keep the mekach. What does that give me a right to say that I have a right to be mekayim the mekach? It's not the chayfetz which I intended to buy b'chal. So the nesivus in the Sefer Beis Yaakov, which is his sefer on Sechtes Ksubis. He's going on the Sma on Sigdalad is Yudbeis. The Sma says clearly that in a case where a person decides he wants to keep the Mekach, he is allowed to keep the Mekach, and it goes back to Lemafreya. Lemafreya comes out that it was always his. And he asks him, Lesma, what's Takab Shat? Why is the halacha that I have a right to Mekayim at Lemafreya? And he says like this. Hatam, Kshinistratza Beslaif, Havali Kshinistratza Mekara. When someone at the end decides that he wants to go ahead and take a keep the Mekach, we could infer from there and see from there, it's as if he wanted it all along. This is a different idea, if we have to say that he needs a new kinyan. He says, the reason why I don't need a new kinyan is because we could see from his das that he always wanted it. He could say, this was always my intention to buy a defective item. Even though, l'chayra, a person usually wants an item that's free of any defect. After we see that he discovered the defect, and still, he didn't say, I want to be mevatel the mekach. So we could shpar, and we could bring a raya that his das always was, that even if it's going to be a defective item, he still wants to go ahead and keep the mekach. The Melech zok the Beis Yaakov, that even if he discovers the moon later, Avivah, he doesn't want to be mevatel the mekach. The halacha is that the mekach is kayim, even going back to Mafreya, the mekach is kayim, because we see that was his intention all along, that he wanted to keep the mekach. It's not a mechila. He's saying that that his das originally was that he wanted to keep it, even if it's a defect. If it would go to its mechila, then you're right. He's trying to say that it's like dvar mishabalei. Normally, when a person buys a chayfetz, he buys a chayfetz which should be free of any defect. Good. That's the normally when someone buys it. Here, he bought a defective item, and we see he's still saying, "I'm happy with the defective item. I'm not going to be mevatel the mekach. I'm happy with the item that I had. I'm not going to be tiny mekach toyetz." So we could say that he was happy, even Miyikaro, even when the time of the sale, he was also happy. Why should we say that he decided to be happy only now? It never bothered him that there was a defect in the item. So Miyikaro, we're going to say that there was never a problem of Mekach Teis Bechiyah Gavna, because he didn't mind buying a defective item.
I don't understand the part. If I were to bring you back to the store, you picked up the item, so it's the back, you're going to say he's going to take it?
No, so if he brings it back, then we know that it's... And Echanami, if his das originally was, and Miyikara, we could chat up that his das was, that he wouldn't have, Miyikara wanted such an item, then Echanami, then you can't be Mekayim the Mekach necessarily. It could be you need a new Kenyan. We'll see, there's a different Makil that speaks out. If let's say it was a tremendous mum, we hear it's not Mestavra that he wanted it originally. The different Makil speaks out, Vechi Agavna, Atak have to make a new Kenyan. Atak, it doesn't go back to Mafreya. It's mavur that I still have to sell you the chayef, it's not a right to keep it, but it's there, then it's only kayim mikan lahabo. That's a different makil. There's a makar baruch that said, uses a case where someone's an islandess, and he says over there that it's only kayim mikan lahabo, and you have to take and make a new. In such a case, it's a case of an islandess. He says you have to make a new kinyan, it's about lamafreya. That's the makar chayef. No, but if he decides he wants it, if he decides he wants it, the Mafreya, then it's that's what I'm saying. The Beis Yaakov is saying, even in the Beis Halev, even if Pshat is that we're going to say, the Pshat in the Mekach Teis is that you didn't want, it's a different Chayfetz. But if I don't care, it's a different Chayfetz, so what comes out, there was never a Teis over here. The Teis, the reason why it's a mistake is because I never intended to buy this. But if you see, I don't care if it's a mistake, so you can't say I never intended to buy this, I don't mind buying a different item. Huh? Yeah. I'm saying that the Beis Yaakov is going with the Lomdus of... Then absolutely no. It goes back to Mafreya. We see that you didn't mind this. If it, he's not changing his das to Mafreya. He's showing us that Mafreya, he always wanted this. He's not changing his das. Machne Ephraim has a case. Let's talk about maybe Bavoning such a case. Machne Ephraim has a case where in Echanami we see that Yitaka didn't want it Meikara. Something was in the Schadish later. And because something was Neskadish later, he decided to keep the Mekach. And Machafraim is a case of, he was Mekadish and Isha, and afterwards a Moira Matan, he decided he likes her, even though she had in at a certain mum. And Itaka says, you have to make a new Kenyan. B'chi hai gavna, where Itaka can't bring a raya that you always wanted at Meikara, there, b'chi hai gavna, it's Taka, if you go to the Lomtas of the Beis Halevi, it's not the Chavetz that I bought. The only way to be Mekayimet is like the Sfar we said from the Beis Yaakov, that Meikara we could say that that was Yidas. So if something was in Schadish later, and the reason why you want it is Taka something was in Schadish later, there, in a Chanami, it won't be Kayim Lemafreya, it would only be Kayim Mekan Labo. The kids, that's not Psulim, whatever, it's a different halachas, what happens, but it's not much Psulim. It's a Pnuyot. Huh? Huh? Nachman is talking about a case of Kedushin, and he says if you decide, because there's something that's chadish later, the Kedushin's bottle. I saw in the Sefer from Moshe Rafaeli, he has a case over there where someone bought the same, he says the same Yosait, he said someone bought an Esrik, and he comes to Shul the first day, he makes a brach on it, shakes his Esrik, a beautiful Esrik, he bought Tzug Aleph Aleph, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Then his friend asked him to borrow his Esrik and looks at it, tells him, oh, by the way, you know, I'm not sure this Esrik is kosher. They go to the Rav over there, tells them, yeah, but the Eved is kosher. So he had the same case. But Etzim, he didn't want to keep this Esrik. If he would have known about it the day before Yontif, he would have gone running back to the guy. I don't want such an Esrik. So Mekach Tais. Once I already went and made the bracha on it, it would come out that if I don't keep this Esrik, it comes out that it didn't belong to me, it belonged to the other person, because Mekach Tais am afraid of it. He says over the Enechanami, you're not yet to the mitzvah. It comes out that if you notice that there was a defect in the item, and you're only going to want it because something that was established later, then you're not yet to the mitzvah. If the day before Yontif you would have noticed it, and you decided, listen, I don't want to go back to the store, it's not kedai for me, I want to keep it, then about it could be a tzir mitzvah with it. But if I only want to keep the, my whole intention, the only reason why I want to keep the mekach is only because something which was neschadish later, then einachanami, I can't be mekayim et lemafreya, and the mekach will be bottle, and so this case over here, we're so,
what are you going to owe him if this is the last day of Sukkot?
So you'll be paying schiris, whatever, einachanami.
You don't only discover the esrik problem on the second day of Yontif, there's still not, there's no, know that I would have wanted
oh. Oh, so we got to that. So this case of Kedushin, so the Sefer Mishpat HaTorah brings a very interesting svar, which is come out the svar you're saying. So this case over here, he discovered that there was a defect in the ring, and Avadi, he wants to keep it, because he doesn't want to come out that the Kedushin's bottle in Afeir. So he says it with Teres himself, I heard Rabbi Yashiv said this svar as well, and see it in Tzar, but they say over the svar from Bishem Rabbi Yashiv, that if someone bought something, in this case, he bought the ring, he bought it L'Shem Kedushin. He knew at the time when he bought it that he was going to use it to be Mekadosh Anisha. Or when he bought an Esrik, he knew that he wanted it to do the mitzvah. So there, Mikara, we could say his das was, that even if it's going to be a problem, I still want it because I want to be Yoyitz in the mitzvah and I want the Isha to be Mekadoshes. So he came up with a Zaitig Svaro that they could be Mekayim it because of this new Svaro that he wanted always, and this was, he has to say that this is true at the time of the sale, that he always wanted to be Mekadosh. So if he would bought a ring, without the das for kedushin, then the feeder of kevega would be a good kedushin. The svar of the base of levi machna ephraim would be bottle. If he bought it shaloi lo das kedushin, but yashas be mechadish that if someone buys a ring l'shem kedushin, obviously his intention is that he doesn't care about the money of the that it costs. He wants his nesuin to be a good nesuin, and he's maskin even if it has a mum in it. He's always going to be maskin to it. And mele the kedushin's kai. Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. Right, that's what he's saying. Al-Khathilo, I knew I was using this L'Shem Mitzvah. I knew I was going to use it for the Mitzvah. So I know even if it's going to have a defect, I still want this because otherwise I'm not going to be Yetzir the Mitzvah. So Mikara, at the time of the sale, my das always was that I'm going to be happy with this sale because I know I have to be Yetzir the Mitzvah with it. That's as far as he's saying. Let's go back. I want to go through another nafkamina. If we learn pshat like a kevega, we learn pshat like a desalevi. What happens if someone buys a car, and a few weeks after he bought the car, he's on his way to Hassan and Taranto, the car's fine, on his way back, shteitzach right after the kids fall asleep, he hears a big bang in the engine, bing, he pulls over to a mechanic, goes over to him, shows him the car, tells him, I don't know which mechanic you're using, he put in a part all wrong, the whole engine is blown. He knows he didn't bring it to any mechanic. It was obviously there before he bought the car. And now he's faced with a situation. He's on the road, on his way back to Hasana, but now all the kids are crying. He knows he has to get home. What's his din and what's he allowed to do with his car? So the Mechaber in Siv Gimel says that if someone notices a mum in the Chayfetz, Machzira afilu acha kamashonim, shazam mekach tayesu. V'hu shelo yishtamish b'mekach. The Mechaber says that once someone notices that there's a defect in the item, he's not allowed to use the chayfetz. Acha sheyedei b'mum. Avon meshtamish by acha shiro amum. If someone's going to use a chayfetz after he notices the mum, hareza mochel, we could bring a raya that he was actually mochel on the mum. Ve'eina yochel ahachzen. He's not able to return it. Now, the first time you hear such halacha, it sounds a little hard to understand. The person sold me a car, and it was his bad car that he sold me. He put me in this predicament where I'm stuck now with his lemon of a car. The whole engine is shot. I can't do anything with this car. Now here I go and I drive it for 5 minutes. All of a sudden we'll say, no, you were meichel on the mum, and you can't be mevat of the mekach. What's pshat in this halacha? So the Shalom Shuvah is Gali Masechta, says a meridik asfar. Says, be'etzim the halacha is, shoyl shloy midas gazel. If someone used someone else's chayfetz, it's not, you don't have to be over this exhalo by taking something with intent to keep it. Even if I use someone's chayfetz as a pen lying on the table, I take it for a minute and I write something down, I was over the isaf shoyl shloy midas gazel. I'm allowed to use a chayfetz which doesn't belong to me. So now let's go down what happens when I make a chayfetz. We said we would arrive from the sman, betzim all the poskim, I'm asking for this. When someone is mevat lemekach, it comes out lemafreya from original time at a sale. It wasn't his chayfetz. Mekachteis lemafreya chayzer, and it's not his chayfetz. So he's sitting there on the road, and he has a car which doesn't belong to him. Mekachteis said that this car doesn't belong to him. No one would think that he has a right to use someone's car if he breaks down in front of his good friend's house in a different town. And he knows his friend's away on vacation. And he knows where he keeps his keys to his car. He's, I'm going to go to borrow his car because I have to use his car. I'm stuck. No one would say such a thing. So by him using the chayfetz, he'll be over the iser of gzeila. So zokta gali mesechta. If someone went ahead and used the chayfetz afterwards, arzuki inshi beganvi lemech sakinan. We're not going to be totally someone that he's a ganav. We have a chazaka that someone doesn't want to steal. So the only thing we could bring a raya if someone decided to use the chayfetz after he became aware that there was a mum in the mekach, we're bringing a raya is that he obviously decided to be mevatan, to be meichel on the mekach tayas, and that's taka why he's going ahead and using it. And Pesach Tshuva deals with a case, and this is a very common case, where a person claims, listen, I didn't know the halacha. Most people before they learned the halacha today didn't think like this either. That just because I'm using the chayfetz, it's going to be a raya that was meichel on the mum. And the person, and unfortunately this is very common, dinei Torah, whenever there's a mekach tayas shaila, the person usually uses the chayfetz afterwards. And we tell him, listen, why do you use the chayfetz? He said, I thought, he sold me, he put me in this position, I thought I was allowed to use it. So Dr. Pesach Tshuva, that even if a guy claims he's Amoritz, and he says, listen, I wasn't meichel, very nice, he's telling me, halacha mikan labo, I won't be able to say gzeila, but I'm not mevatel, I wasn't meichel. So Dr. Pesach Tshuva, we say loy plug. And we say that he can't be mevatel the mekach. Der HaShulchan, Haskins like this also, Der HaShulchan does have one slight distinction. He says that if, let's say, the person was mediyah the meicher, he informed the meicher before he used the chayfetz, then we won't bring a raya, then we'll be mechalak between the Talmud Chacham and Amoritz. But assuming he wasn't mediyah the meicher, he didn't inform him that there was a problem with the mekach, even if the guy claims I was Amoritz, I was unaware of the halacha would be that we could bring a raya that he was meicher, because zachzuki incha began v'loy mechzakinan, and he would not have any right to be mevatel the mekach. And in this case over here, we said the case was the person was on the road and he's stuck. There the Pesach Tshuva brings a different halacha. So the Pesach Tshuva, he brings from the Aruch Mishpat, that's Mesupik, what the halacha is. Over there was a case where he bought a sus, and he's not just the same exact case, and he's in the middle of traveling with, and the behemo discovers a mum. Zok the Mishpat is Mesupik, if I'm allowed to use it. And Pesach Tshuva says it's nearly poshet, that the person's allowed to go ahead and use it. But I have to understand the svar of the Gali Masechta. It's a pella, why am I allowed to use it? Just because I'm stuck now, I'm an oinus. Why does it let me go ahead and steal it? We said it's not my chayfetz. I'm sitting here with a car that doesn't belong to me. I'm sitting here with a behemoth which doesn't belong to me. I'm stuck. I'm in the middle of the road. We feel very bad for the person. But that's not matter in Isser of Gzeilu. So some people wanted to say that shat is over here, it's poshut, that the person would let me use it. He's going to leave me stuck on the road. The Gemara in Bo Metzio, that Chavez, brings down, Amaisa, Ameymar Mazucho Ravashi, Ikloy Lubustin Odomori Baresik. A Meimar, Mazucha Navashi, came to the field of Mori Bar Esek, to his orchard. I say, Risa Tamar Virimani. Three Raisa Tamid Chacham came. They brought out the sharecropper over there, brought out Tamar Virimani. Peshavi Kamai placed them in front of them. A Meimar Ravashi Achlu. A Meimar Ravashi ate from these fruits. Mazucha Loyach, Mazucha didn't eat from the fruits. So Taisa says, don't say that Pshad over here is. But the reason why they ate from the fruits was because they could assume, Avada over here, Bechia Gavna, the person for sure would let me use it. I'm stuck on the road, I'm going to use this car for a few minutes. Avada, it's an answer, Havi, it's Poshet, but the person would let me use it. So Ktesis, because it's Alocha Yish, Loi Midas, Havi Yish, Loi Havi Yish, the famous Machoikas, Avaya Verovel, where someone loses a Chayfetz, and before the person became aware that he lost the Chayfetz, I went and I found the Chayfetz. So Enechanami, once he discovers that he lost the Chayfetz, Avada, he's going to be Miyayish. We know for sure he's going to be Miyayish. Still, we pass over there like a Baya, that V'yash Shalom Midas, Le'ha V'yish. Zaktais is the same as true over here. You can't say that if the person would know the situation that I'm in now, it's poshut he would let me use it. We can't shpar someone else's das. If you see someone's pen on the thing and you know, I want to write one line. And I say, listen, the person's my good friend, for sure, he's going to let me use it, I'm writing one line. Zaktais is the halacha is yish lo midas lehav yish. If he doesn't know that what I need it for, and he doesn't know the situation that I'm in, we can't just shpar and say that, oh, for sure he lets me use it, and I'm allowed to use it. There is a shach that argues on this tesis. In certain cases, maybe one could be makel. But in this particular case, where someone sold me a chayfetz, I see no reason to say that Batsim lets me use it. Batsim, if the meicher is a smart meicher, a shrewd businessman, he's saying, listen, I sold you a chayfetz. It was defective. Good. I didn't do it on purpose, but unless I sold you a defective item. You're now stuck on the road, and you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to want to be mekayim the mekach, and I won't have to give you any refund. So have a great thing. Be mekayim the mekach, and I'm not going to return you any money. Because you're faced with a situation where you either you want to buy my chayfetz, it's your decision. You want to buy my chayfetz? Good. Go ahead and buy it. You don't want to buy it, you're going to be a gazlan. So I could basically force you to be mekayim a sale of defective items. To say that the das of the meicher at this point is that he lets him use it to be very shver. So what's pshat in this gali mesechta? That just in the Pesach Tshuva that says that just because it's an oinus, I'm allowed to go ahead and use it. So Reb Chaim Kohn told me that pshat is as follows. If you learn pshat in mekach tayis, like we mentioned from Reb Kivega, the sale of mekach tayis is, ve'etzim it's a good sale. It's no problem with the sale, it's not a different item. It's a good sale. There was a tonight, it was a condition of the sale that if I find the item defective, I'm allowed to bring it back to you. So he took this a step further. Be'etzim, kol zman, I don't tie the mekach toys. Be'etzim, I have a right to use it because it's a good sale. He said that the tonight of the mekach, the agreement originally was that I could be mevatel the mekach even after I use it, assuming that I'm in a position where I'm stuck. If I'm stuck in a situation where, and because of the, as a result of the sale, we'll use the same anan tzahadi which creates the mekach tayis, like Kvega says. And that's in the Yisrael of Kvega's Gebaitan, a tayis has a case where someone's a daitel mesa Eretz Yisrael. Someone sold land, he's planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he sold his house. And later it comes out that for some reason they couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So tayis of Vidya speaks out that even though he didn't speak out of Tanai, the halacha is if he spoke out of Tanai, the only condition of the sale is if I end up going to Eretz Yisrael. If for some reason he can't go to Eretz Yisrael, then Lamafrei, we say that it's bottle because it is Tanai. So he's saying that there's a Tanai originally in the Mekach that says, the same Anan Sahadi which says I don't want to buy a defective item, the same Anan Sahadi says I don't want to be stuck in the middle of the road without with your chayfetz. So the Tanai in the original agreement of the sale was that you're giving me the chayfetz on the condition that I could bring it back to you even after if I used it, if the reason why I used it was only because of an anus. He took this a step further and he said that even if it's only a small oinus, still one would be able to be samech on this halacha, that I'm allowed to use it. Mi'idach gisa, it would come out that if I carried the case, let's say it's a tremendous mum. This car is worthless. There, even if you go like the Beis Halevi, the pshat in Mekach Tayis is that it's because I didn't want to buy the sale. So over there, I saw from a Tauber, a Sefer, he writes over there that if you go that a big Mekach is not neskayim l'mafreya, so even though I taka went and used your chayfetz, but the Maaseh, I can't be Mekayim in the Mafreya. I would have to have Lahedya Das Kinyan to be Mekayim the Mecca. Because in a very big mum, we don't say that his intention all along was to go ahead and keep it. So if it's a very big mum, even if I went ahead and used the Chayfetz, it won't change because we can't, just the Mechila won't, the fact that I used it won't tell us that all along I intended to buy it. And there the Mechila won't be a Raya either. So if someone finds a Mecca, someone buys a Chayfetz and discovers a defect, if there's an oinus, there'll be very stark amok on the hakel. If there's not an oinus, let's say this case after he gets home, the halacha is in the stomach, one should bring it back right away. Even though when one reads the mechaber and Siv Gimel, and Machna Ephraim is medayikus in the mechaber seems to say that as long as I'm not in the stamash with the mekach, I don't have to come back right away. I could keep it in my house after I come back from my long, exhausting trip. I could leave the car out, parked outside my house for a few days, and a few days from now I'm going to come to you. I'm not mechuyif to come right away because Mechtes, I have to come to you right away. You sold me a bad car. The Maaseh, there is a Machna Ephraim brings from Shalas Tshuvas HaRedvaz, and there's a Knesset Gedolah brings it from Bayechi, and the other place come like this, and I heard some about the Dinim go like this, Lahalacha, that if you discover it as an effective item, if you're going to leave it sitting by you for an extended period of time, we're also going to be able to bring a raya from the fact that you left it by you to also the same concept that you're Meichel. Because if it's Yenis Chayfetz and you know that this Chayfetz shouldn't be by you, give it back to him, let him go use it. The fact that you're not going to bring it back to him right away would be Uriah from Mechila. Again, this halacha is not Poshet. The Mechaber seems to say Pashas not like this. But the Maaseh, there is a lot of the Advaz, early other Paiskin that go with this. And it's Kedai if someone faces a situation to bring it back right away. Next week, we're going to learn about What happens? This will be an afkamina negatus halacha as well. What happens if it's a type of item which I could fix? A marshal. There's a minchas yitzchak that has a case where someone bought a house from someone, and there was certain movement, there were certain defects in the house, and the person continued living it without being medir to him that there was a defect. So we'll see him at Hashem next week exactly what type of a defect, if the moicher is mechuyif to fix it, or I can be mevatel the mech. He says, I'm going to fix the problem. Don't be mevatel the wholesale. I'm going to fix it. So b'chi agavna, we're going to have to dan if ishtamshas is going to be a raya to mechila as well. Someone bought a car. Let's say it was a small, minor problem in the car. Let's say it's enough to be mevatel the mech, but it's something that could easily be fixed. So the deer is a very stark amokim to say that there's no raya from the fact that I continue using it. Because at the end of the day, all you're going to do is you're going to fix it for me. So it's going to be a car is still blind my car, and you're just going to go ahead and fix it. We'll see Matzah Shem next week exactly which type of mumim I have a right to fix and which type I don't.